This is Chef John from foodwishes.com with
Rap Radio Hour.
Netflix!
Netflix!
Rap Radio Hour.
Guess who's back?
That's right. DJ Toilet. Can you hear
it? Yeah, yeah, okay. You're Mike 4.
I'm Mike 4.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah, Elliot's back this week. Medford.
He's back. Woo! Medford, you know what day it is?
It's election day.
It's election day! That means because we're the only ones awake right now, we get to decide the next president. All right. First one to call in gets my vote.
You're listening to WMFO 91.5, Tusky Farm Radio, Medford.
The time is 12:05.
And I think we're not the only ones up. I don't know how accurate that is.
The city sleeps right after 12. So I was gone last week. Did you miss me terribly? I hope so.
I did a DJ set. It was fine.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be. You're all right. Don't worry. So, what are we going to do? We can play some Tinder DJ. I have some songs queued up.
Wow.
I have some new Big Sean, some new Common. Why don't you read a PSA?
Oh, that's a fantastic idea. Co-host? Or should I say host? Numbers to think about. Worldwide prison populations. The United States has the world's largest documented prison population, both in absolute and proportional terms. During the U.S. Department of Justice, according to... I can't read close things with my glasses on. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, more than 2.2 million prisoners are behind bars in the United States, a rate of 730 per 100,000 people. China, which is four times more populous than the United States, is a distant second with 1.5 million people in prison, a rate of 117 per 100,000. While Russia has the second highest rate, 606 per 100,000, for a total of 865,000 prisoners. The U.S. has a lot of prisoners. Think about it. That was a PSA from WMFO Medford.
I'm on point with these cues.
I can't believe that's not scripted.
Nice PSA. Wow.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
gosh. What a week. Let's play some Tinder DJ. Let's play a new song so we can start asking some dates.
I'll play some new Big Sean, and then we'll listen to some Tinder DJ requests.
Do we have a little Sean anywhere?
Nope.
Okay.
Hello.
cops and lawyers wouldn't dare cross any of you. I mean, what happened?
So what are you proposing?
It's simple. Kill the Batman. Here's my card.
Bruce, this is Harvey Dent.
Rachel's told me everything about you.
I certainly hope not.
You once told me that we'd be together.
Did you mean it?
Bruce, don't make me your only hope for a normal life.
You're Alfred, right?
That's right, sir.
Any psychotic ex-boyfriends I should be aware of?
Oh, you have no idea.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're tonight's entertainment. Well, hello, beautiful. You look nervous.
I've seen now what I have to become to stop men like him.
The night is darkest just before the dawn. And I promise you, the dawn is coming.
And here we go. Come on. This city deserves a better class of criminal. I'm gonna give it to him.
No!
You'll see.
I'll show you.
You either die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
In the back putter?
The middle of the day, Alfred? Not very subtle.
The Lamborghini, then.
Much more subtle.
Damn, I'm sorry about that, Medford. That was the trailer for the 2008 movie, The Dark Knight.
It's so weird
how
it just slipped in there, huh? Yeah. It must have been on the playlist.
We'll play that new Big Sean song later.
All right, I matched someone on Tinder. Let's say.
For those of you that don't know the rules of Tinder DJ, we match with people on Tinder and then ask them for song recommendations. Actually, I have a Tinder story to tell, and it actually leads into a song.
Oh, no way.
I'll play this song.
Does recommendation have two C's or one C?
One C.
One C. How many M's?
I think it's one C, two M's.
Okay. I always switch those things up. So.
That's all right. So, recently, how did we get... it was me and Vanessa and Rachel and Haley. No, me, Vanessa, and Jess Haley and Ethan Copit. We were talking about when we got into Tufts. And I remembered that when I got into Tufts, I told someone that I had matched with on Tinder well before I told most other people that I knew. And this was back when I was on Tinder, the very start of Tinder.
In high school, you mean?
Yeah, in high school, in 2013.
So your Tinder people knew before your normal people.
I was just talking to this one girl on Tinder, and we were being friends. Mm-hmm. And I told her, and I realized that I was sort of odd 3 years later that I had just told someone on Tinder before I told, like, my friends and family. But anyway, that person I met IRL.
What?
At
what?
A concert for a group called Turquoise Jeep. Do you know a Turquoise Jeep?
I do not.
So Turquoise Jeep is sort of like a, I wouldn't call them a comedy music group, but they are funny. They sort of parody the, like, really ridiculously overtly sexual late 90s, early 2000s R&B.
Okay.
And they had a couple viral internet hits in high school. My friends and I were really big fans of Turquoise Jeep. And so for my 18th birthday and my friend Lakshmi's 18th birthday, we all went to a concert in DC because Turquoise Jeep was on tour. They were that popular.
Wow. Okay.
And it was a great time. They put on an amazing show.
Uh-huh.
We all had so much fun. And this girl also was a fan of Turquoise Jeep, and I told her to come, and she did, and I met her IRL.
Wow.
Anyway, I recently messaged her on Facebook and was like, haha, remember when we went to Turquoise Jeep? And she was like, yeah. Because I was, like, remembering that I had told her that we that I told her about getting into Tops on Tuesday. Yeah, I was reminiscing with friends. Uh-huh. And she was like, remember when we went to Turquoise Jeep? I was like, yeah. And then I was like, what's Turquoise Jeep doing right now? Uh-huh. Turns out they're going on tour again.
No way.
And they're coming to Boston in a month.
Are you going to see them?
I'm going to try, yeah.
Are you going to get your friend to come?
She's not going to come. She goes to school in Virginia. But I want to go and I want to interview them. Anyway.
You want to interview them?
So I went down the Turquoise Jeep rabbit hole again.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm going to play one of their songs from...
I think the world demands it.
It reminds me of my high school days.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I've never heard them before, so it's a little...
You'll find it funny. Also, their videos are very hilarious.
Okay.
They're sort of a mix of bad green screen effects and really good dancing. Everyone in Turquoise Jeep is a fan, like out of this world, fantastic dancer. And they're also very good singers, too.
Is it actually them doing the dancing?
Yeah, yeah. The thing about Turquoise Jeep and what makes them so popular is that they're being funny, but they're also making really, really catchy songs. And their videos are sort of like campy, but they're all sort of like the same style of campy that mm-hmm. makes them seem like they're in like a Blue's Clues episode rather than like a steamy R&B video. But they're really good singers and they're really good dancers. And so it's sort of like, you're not really laughing at them. You're sort of just like enjoying their music and realizing that it's funny too.
Wow.
And that's why I think they're so popular, because they're not really a joke.
They're almost a joke. They're doing it ironically, but they're doing it well.
Yeah. They would be a joke if they were bad. If they were like, look at how bad this R&B style is. But they're sort of like taking it to its logical extreme, and in that it's sort of humorous.
All right. Well,
and so this song is called Treat Me Like a Pirate. I guess you can sort of guess where that's going.
Yeah, roll the tape.
So I think she kinda snooty. I don't really care, I just wanna see her nudie. Captain Flaws here to pillage and plunder. I'm in for that booty, then I'm going down under. That's got my long sword, not to kill, but to pleasure. Deep sea diving, searching for her treasure. I'm a debonair, buccaneer with no fear. I want what I want, right now, give it here. Ain't you with the stretchy pants, color lavender. Come bring it to the floor, girl, let me see your rear. Like, thirsty blows, thirsty blows. Plank, go for your toes. Show me your treasure, chest, move it around. Baby, around. Get ready, it's a bitch. Treat me like a pirate and give me that booty. Treat me like a pirate and give me that booty. Treat me like a pirate and treat me like a pirate. And treat me like a pirate and give me that booty. Treat me like a pirate and give me that booty. Treat me like a pirate and give me that booty. Treat me like a pirate and treat me like a pirate. Treat me like a pirate and give me that booty.
Hummer, coming for your battleship. When I bomb it, I'ma make the whole thing flip. And when I sink it, I'm gonna thank her. She's my first mate, packing hard on my anchor. I'm a pirate, but slaying is my game of trade. I'm in the deep sea, searching for a mermaid. And when I find her, she's gonna be my cannon. And we gon' battle till I am the last one standing. Now are you ready to be my little lady? I don't like using swords, cause I'm thick like a machete. Don't wanna get you seasick, so you need to keep it steady. When my missiles hit, you gonna change your name to one I bet he hey. That she blows, that she blows, that she blows. Walk the plank, go grab her toes. Show me your treasure, let me smack your barrel. I wanna feel your juices seeping through my bones.
Treat me like a pirate and give me that booty. Treat me like a pirate and give me that booty. Treat me like a pirate and treat me like a pirate.
Mark a spot to the thing, that's a fact. Cause once I find that treasure, your booty I'ma measure. Then we set sail to my bag, call me clever. Now tell me how you living, my future misgivings. Her thighs so thick, she kicks mules for a living. See, I rap and I say for my team, Michael Bivens. Never trusting a booty or a smile, that's a given. I sail the seven seas because I never stop her. That treasure's so big, it fits in Davy Jones' locker. When you board my ship, I got a no-hand salute. I hope you don't mind, I'm in my birthday suit. Uh-oh, uh-oh. Now she blows, now she blows. now she blows. Walk the plank, touch your toes. Show me your treasure. You do whatever. Only you can do it better. Just treat me like a pirate and give me that booty. Treat me like a pirate and give me that booty. Treat me like a pirate and treat me like a pirate and treat me like a pirate and give me that booty. Treat me like a pirate and give me that booty. Treat me like a pirate and give me that booty. Treat me like a pirate, like a pirate. Treat me like a pirate and give me that booty.
So that was Treat Me Like a Pirate by Turquoise Jeep.
Have you won Tinder yet? I haven't won Tinder.
No one has messaged me back, but I have some matches. So I'm a really big fan of Turquoise Jeep. And I would add that they haven't lost it since.
So that's recent?
So that's from 2013.
Yes. Okay.
But their most recent song came out like a month ago. It's called Drop It Low Like a Discount. Just equally as funny and well done. I would say it sounds better. It's an even catchier song than that.
Wow. I would play that song like at a pirate themed
I would play it.
I'd play it at like a noble party. You've watched every video.
Yeah, I told you I went down the rabbit hole. This is Drop It Low Like a Discount, but we can talk over it.
Okay. How many views does it have?
Not that many. Like 40,000.
It's gonna go viral.
I mean, there's no denying that Turquoise Jeep has sort of fallen off in popularity in the intervening 3 years between when I last heard their music. But their quality has not. Okay, we got X featuring Future by 21 Savage and Metro Boomin. Honestly, this is the first rap song that someone has requested.
Weird. I thought rap was possible.
I mean, she must know that it's the Rap Radio Hour.
Maybe she can hear us right now.
Hold on.
What's her?
Wait, I really like this chorus. We're gonna listen to the chorus for a sec, and then we'll listen to that song X. I'm talking 2 for 1. That was actually a really good observation that Elliot just made. You want to say that again?
I feel like each of their songs would be an excellent party theme.
Yeah, that's actually, that's a good idea.
You could do a discount shopper party. You could do a pirate party. A pirate party would be amazing, actually.
Anyway, moral of the story, keep the Jeep rolling. I really hope I get to see them when they come to Boston in a month. I really hope I get to interview them. And yeah, great music. Check out Turquoise Jeep if you haven't already. They had one song that got really, really popular, and like Beyonce copied the dance moves in a video.
And, wow.
Yeah, and everyone knew about that song.
100% off my love.
You don't have to try too hard to understand it.
It's got a lifetime guarantee. It's so funny, man. They're not like, wow, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, like it's supposed to be funny, but it's also supposed to be really good, and it is.
I feel like they would have been much more relevant a couple years ago.
Yeah,
like I hope they managed to pivot a little bit.
The style of R&B that they're parodying has sort of gone out of fashion.
Yeah,
and so it's not really.
They could definitely do something though. Like they're talented people. I could, you know, have them talk to my agent. I can make a collaboration or something, I guess.
That's enough out of you. So Tinder DJ actually pulled through, and Lily requested X by 21 Savage and Metro Boomin.
Lily?
And Future.
Good job, Lily.
So we're going to play that, because it's the only rap song that anyone's ever requested on Tinder DJ.
How many miles away is Lily?
Lily is 6 miles away.
Ooh, do we have that kind of range?
We do, because I sent her the link. So the internet has no.
Oh, so she can hear us right now?
Hopefully.
Oh my goodness. Hi, Lily.
21 Savage, Metro Boomin, X. Bitches in a mesh. You're listening to the Rap Radio Hour.
This is for you, Lily.
When you working hard, then your money start expanding. I got model bitches wanna lick me like some candy. And them drugs come in handy. Last name Savage, bitch, but no, I'm not Randy. Hit her with no condom, had to make her eat a Plan B. And I'm sipping on that codeine, not brandy. I'm just stunting on my ex, bitch. I'm just flexing on my ex, bitch. Hold up, I'm just stunting on my ex, bitch. I'm just flexing on my ex, bitch. Truck a wedding ring, I bought a necklace. Diamonds got the flu, try not to catch this. I left that hoe alone, cause she was ratchet. All these bitches salty, they can't stand. Flexin' on that bitch, hold up. Flexin' on that bitch, bought a necklace on that bitch. Hold up, turn away. Her friend gon' lick me like a fruit. Roll up, roll up, roll up. She and her feelings on the ground. Roll up,
21. Flexin' on that bitch, hold up. I ain't textin' back that bitch, hold up.
No way, no way.
I ain't stressin' about that bitch, hold up. 21, go get the stick, hold up.
Hold up. Hold up, bitch, I like the bob, like the hold up, hold up. Without no weave, you bob. Hold up, bitch, I spent your rent inside the mob. Hold up, she got a nigga, buddy, bro, she lost.
Hold up, at this private location. Hold up, put her back in rotation. Hold up, bitches on me, immigration. Hold up, going through the translations.
I'm just stunting on my ex, bitch. I'm just flexing on my ex, bitch. Hold up, I'm just stunting on my ex, bitch. I'm just flexing on my ex, bitch. Fuck a wedding ring, I bought a necklace. Diamonds got the flu, try not to catch this. I left that hoe alone, cause she was ratchet. All these bitches salty, they can't stand. Hold up, bitch, my Rolex on fleek. Hold up, bitch, my diamonds on fleek. Hold up, I got gold on my teeth, on my teeth. Hold up, you got rainbow on your feet, bro, bitch.
Hold up, corny niggas don't impress me. Hold up, never let a bitch dress me. Hold up, ain't no motherfucking judge check me. Hold up, I don't give a fuck about no ring.
Yeah, hold up, money make my old bitches hate. Hold up, bitch, you still stay on session 8, bro. Hold up, my new bitch wetter than a lake. Hold up, and she love to let me paint her face.
Hold up, fell in love with some good through. Hold up, fell in love with some good through. Hold up, real no confidential papers up. Hold up, you done made me wait. way my savage up. Hold up.
I'm just stunting on my ex, bitch. Hold up. I'm just flexing on my ex, bitch. Hold up. I'm just stunting on my ex, bitch. I'm just flexing on my ex, bitch.
Fuck a wedding ring, I bought a necklace. Diamonds got the flu, try not to catch this. I left that hoe alone cause she was ratchet. All these bitches salty, they can't stand.
10 bad bitches in a mash. Wrist on Millie Rock, them diamonds on me dance. When you working hard, then your money start expanding.
Yeah, your metro, I don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
And them drugs come in handy. Last name Hendrix, bitch, but no, I'm not Jim. Hit her with no condom, shut the right back at the country. And I'm sipping codeine, that's all on my stomach.
That was X, 21 Savage and Metro Boomin featuring Future. We were just talking about how Elliot feels about that song.
Elliot thinks that song takes itself too seriously, especially considering the past other songs.
Right. Well, I was saying that it makes sense based on who you are that you identify with the comedy of Turquoise Jeep more than the pain of 21 Savage.
Yeah, I also don't know any of the background of 21 Savage or what.
You don't know much of the background of Turquoise Jeep either. You just think they sound funny.
That's true. They also dance funny, which is nice.
21 Savage doesn't really dance that funny.
Does he dance at all?
He dances a little.
Okay. Anyway, the larger point we were talking about is if something is done really well in a parody form, it's hard for me to take the stuff that they're parodying seriously afterwards, especially with regard to TV shows.
And I use the example, do you like Veep better than you like House of Cards? And you said yes.
Yes, definitely.
And you like Rick and Morty, and that's ruined sci-fi for you.
It's ruined a lot of, at least like television sci-fi.
Why is that? Why do you watch Westworld and think this is worse compared to Rick and Morty?
I think that they can introduce a topic, and we can understand the subtleties of the topic in much, much less time than they think we need to. Like, they can spend a whole episode on one teeny little thing that's like really silly and not well motivated at all.
Whereas Rick and Morty doesn't take itself seriously at all, and you enjoy the comedy that arises from that, you think Westworld takes itself too seriously.
I think a lot of the comedy of Rick and Morty is that they do everything really quickly. Like, here's this crazy concept, we're gonna do it, here's another thing 5 seconds later about the consequences of that action. Like, they take everything super quickly, and they really like it almost makes fun of how other shows do take a long time to, you know, get over that fact. Like, when there's like a world ending apocalypse, it happens like in 5 minutes, and then they deal with that for another 5 minutes, and they fix it 5 minutes later. Like, part of the absurdity of it all is just like, it's all so quick, and now everything that goes,
well, that's what a 30-minute sitcom is.
Yeah, but like,
just like sitcoms more.
I'm not getting anything more out of a really long form sci-fi thing than I am from like a 30-minute version.
So comedy sitcoms have ruined your attention span, is what you're saying?
Maybe.
All right, good to know. So the next song that we're gonna play is by Princess Nokia, and she's from New York, and she makes really good music. And this is from her most recent mixtape, 1991.
Okay.
And the video came out today, which is why I'm playing it. It's called Brujas.
Thanks, Lily. You were great.
Yeah, we're gonna skip the intro of this video.
There we go.
This is Princess Nokia, Brujas. Download the mixtape, it's really good. She's a great artist.
Are we talking over this, or
no, the people should listen to it.
Alright.
We get them ghetto bitches, speaking in tongue bitches, fall on the floor, that's H on the door. We get them ghetto bitches, speaking in tongue bitches, fall on the floor, that's H on the door. We get them ghetto bitches, speaking in tongue bitches, fall on the floor, that's H on the door. We get them ghetto bitches, speaking in tongue bitches, fall on the floor, that's H on the door.
Talk shit, we the cat spell, long weeds, long nails, cool rope, pigtails, baby fox still in jail, good witches I fuck with, bad bitches we run shit, four bitches, four corners, north, east, west, south shit, good witches I fuck with, hot door for my broomstick, witchcraft, bitchcraft, like magic is nothing, I wish in my upper,
I'll reach in my altar. I'll reach in my altar. Got coins on the counter.
I'm that Margarita Bruja straight out from the Yoruba. And my people come from Africa, diaspora, Cuba. And you mix that Arabic, that original people. I'm that Black Native American. I vanquish your evil. I'm that Black Margarita Bruja straight out from the Yoruba. And my ancestors Nigerian. My grandmas was Brujas. And I come from an island. And it's for Puerto Rico. And it's one of the smallest, but it got the most people.
I'll reach in my altar. I'll reach in my altar. I'll reach in my altar. Got coins on the counter. I'll reach in my altar. I'll reach in my altar. I'll reach in my altar. Got coins on the counter.
Don't you fuck with my energy. 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 Casting spells with my cousin. I'm the head of this coven. I'm a shapeshifting bitch. You don't know who you loving. Better light you a candle. I heard the nighttime was black. And if you don't watch your step, the greatest bitch will be back. I cast a circle in white, and I can vanquish your spike. And if you hex me with hate, then I'ma conjure the light. Your evil ways put no fight. I ain't no queen of the night. I'm a bruja, I'm a bruja, and I'ma dress in all white.
Back on air.
Back on air. I just made a bold claim saying that the last season of Game of Thrones is pretty predictable.
In what way was what were things that happened that you saw coming?
It seemed like so I'm pretty sure they changed writers for this season in a lot of reasons. How about every scene with Ramsay Bolton was like the same thing over and over. Like he's acting sort of nice and then he's evil and kills someone. Every single scene. There's nothing that changes in each scene except that he's killing a different person each time, and like you're not surprised by it at all. There's nothing changing about his character. His only force is that I am evil, I am evil, I am evil, and then you get this really annoying like everything's perfect and I get really great revenge and he gets eaten by his dog. Spoiler alert at the end.
I don't understand. Yeah. Okay. So you're saying that's predictable, but I'm saying that still makes for good TV.
It makes for like vaguely entertaining TV, but it's not like the intelligent TV that like it claims to be. And okay, here's another thing.
I don't think Game of Thrones is putting itself on a pedestal for really intelligent
viewers. It's supposed to be the golden age of TV.
It's a really well done and entertaining show. It's not high minded.
It's just a show they spent a lot of money on. Like it's not like okay. This another thing that bothered me a lot. There's a whole interaction with Jon Snow and his sister, where they don't trust each other.
Right.
And it's really unclear as to why they don't trust each other.
It seems like you're also taking issue with like two episodes out of the entire season.
Well, that's the ones I remember the most.
Why were they were memorable? Because they were really entertaining. Those were also the best
really
episodes.
They made me upset. Also, okay. the whole thing, I wish they'd been like 10 times more subtle with the whole green fire going to blow up the Citadel, whatever. There's like really, really obvious foreshadowing that bothered me a lot.
Did it really bother you?
Yes, they mentioned it like 4 times in that season, and like, especially the episode right before it. And, okay, it was really unclear as to why Tommen joined the priest. I think that character change was totally unwarranted. Ugh.
Okay. A lot of this seems like criticism in hindsight. So I'd be interested to see what you think of Game of Thrones while you're actually watching it, because I've watched Game of Thrones with you and you're not dismissive and you don't normally say, this is boring, or when something happens, you don't normally say, I saw that coming 3 episodes away.
Oh, when did you watch it with me? What season did you watch it with me? Because I think this season really changed stuff.
Yeah, I didn't watch this season with you because I was
this is my
away.
This is my opinion, I think.
So you just didn't like the past season?
No. The previous seasons were actually pretty good.
Anyway, this is the Rap Radio Hour, so we're going to play some more rap music.
Yeah.
Have any of your Tinder matches come through with songs?
I only messaged one, and I'm pretty sure she's asleep.
Okay. Lily also likes Princess Nokia, so...
Is she actually listening to us right now?
Hopefully she's still listening. So, honestly, the best performing Tinder match so far. Some other girl named Olivia suggested a song... I don't even know if I can say that on the radio.
Can you bleep out some words for me?
No, I'm just not going to play it. It sounds dumb. We're going to listen to Father. His song Heartthrob has been stuck in my head pretty recently.
All right. I'm with it.
It's good. I'm going to play the version that he recorded live in Berlin at this little thing called Colors. I think it sounds better than the studio version.
You're such a snob.
You'll see. It sounds good.
I'm sorry, that was mean.
After that,
better
we'll play some Big Sean.
Cops. I'm about to run up on your block. Taste shit that don't belong to me. They say there's something wrong with me. Red rum, ay. Hoodlum, I'm done, yeah. Dust on, hell spine, well, don't we don't get along, yeah. Rock with it, lean with it, styrofoam with lean in it. Party not popping, less my whole fucking team in it. Glam what? Hitting jug. Niggas wish that they was good, but niggas couldn't keep it real. But I don't hold no ill will. I ain't got no inner. And you ain't got no stamina, so nigga, don't you come at me. We know you ain't got no family. You ain't got no crew, cause they don't keep it real with you. Niggas keep it real with me, despite all of my savagery. No matter what I steal, or all the niggas that I rob. Living on the west side, a pretty black heartthrob. The way I used to make her feel, I miss when we were only friends. Jugging in the west end, touching in the west end. No matter what I steal, or all the niggas that I rob. Living on the west side, a pretty black heartthrob. The way I used to make her feel when we were only friends. Jugging in the west end, touching in the west end. Big house duplex, yeah, suplex, who next? Whoa, Russian roulette, yeah, bullet through neck. Ay, Bret Hart, sharpshooter, scamming bitches on computers. Future in my hands, pop the vibe bands, blue five bands. Hang time, gang signs, use your hands, fusion dance, stay in school. So tinted, Oprah Winfrey, we ain't cool, so the whips is bulletproof. Getting though, in a Jeep, but nigga ran off the streets. Say they got evidence on me, but that shit ain't concrete. No matter what I steal, or all the niggas that I rob. Living on the west side, a pretty black heartthrob. The way I used to make her feel, I miss when we were only friends. Jugging in the west end, touching in the west end. No matter what I steal, or all the niggas that I rob. Living on the west side, a pretty black heartthrob. The way I used to make her feel, when we were only friends. Jugging in the west end, touching in the west end. Yeah.
All right, we're back. Have you gotten any suggestions from Tinder?
No, we're not friends anymore, Lily. Can't believe you insulted my voice.
No, she said I had a good voice.
Yeah, implicitly insulting mine.
You're just really teetering on the edge here, Elliot. Kate said to play Boy Problems by Carly Rae Jepsen. Maybe. If I can think of a better song, I'll play that. But if not... Olivia's song I'm not playing because
it's bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, Olivia.
And she lost.
You lost.
Let's see. Any songs that you think sound similar to that Father song?
To the Father song you just played?
Yeah.
I was not listening at all.
Yikes.
I was busy.
It's because we have such good off-mic conversations.
Yeah, it's because we're busy talking about important things. Like the election. Everyone get out there and vote today.
Actually, I think there's actually rules that we can't talk about politics on WMFO.
Really?
Or we have to like...
Can't we encourage voting?
We can encourage voting, but there's like certain like political ads that you have to like get clearance to play.
Okay, so...
Stuff like that. Like if you want to talk about a candidate or interview a candidate.
I don't know any candidates, so you know. That's a...
We can encourage voting.
Not an issue, yeah.
The polls aren't open yet, but...
Get in line.
Get in line. It's like a ride at Six Flags.
Or the Apple Store. 3 days ahead. someone's saving your spot, you pay him $100.
Oh my goodness.
Jeez, sort of out of songs here.
Oh, ask Lily whose voice she thinks is whose.
She knows whose voice is whose because I call you Elliot, and she knows my name.
Why did you say my name out loud?
Oh, Lily said play Rough Soul by Gold Link.
All right, we'll play it.
Yeah, we'll play it. I like Gold Link.
She seems very educated in music.
Yeah, all right. I just don't like how she's dictating the music here.
Yeah, a little...
She's a little controlling.
Yeah, a little... I mean, if you want to get in the studio and, you know, really hash it out.
Yeah, I mean, like, we'll allow it because the songs are good, but this isn't usually how Tinder DJ works.
Yeah, three times in a row is a lot.
Well, this is just two. This is her second suggestion. She just liked the other songs.
Okay.
Anyway, this is Rough Soul by Gold Link.
I don't know if we should let her like this song exactly.
Shout out to that one time I went to Gold Link's birthday party before he blew up. I'm just going to throw that in there. He's from the DC area. Our friend and I went.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about this off the air because I want to hear the story. I don't want anyone else to.
Torch had a hat down, yeah. Real nigga talk snake till you told you bring your girlfriend. Tell her bring her friends too. Tell me Hollywood kinda weird. You don't really like it, but you gotta play the bitch. Yeah. Bet your last June, by next June. We were all in love and wanna fuck now. Fell in love at the wrong time. Spend the night at my high ride. Or hit me late on my hotline. Telling me you miss my homies and your mama cry. Late night, you my boo thing, yeah. Your Mercedes with the blue tint, yeah. All praise to the most high leader. Dipped off in the hills with the Porta Vila, yeah.
Girl, you're gone now.
Went back to the homeland, had to tell the niggas what I did in your hometown. Everybody know we probably would've made it last, but there you go, started tripping, never hit me back. Yeah, real nigga went back to the pimpin', started getting groovy with the women I was hitting. Got a gold chain and a nose ring and a new watch, no dick, but I always do the time. Yeah, black boy with a black fake. Yeah, got mad when you did things. Yeah, you was fucking and you did dirt too. We were arguing, but you never hit my phone, boo. Moved up and I feel good. Shit, rode palm trees and I made a hit for ya. Billboards round the city with your face on it, but they never ever really know about what you been through. Stay dancing with a hoes at, huh? Why your homies gotta go there, huh? I ain't trip when I see you on with chance at a show back in Fed, but you trippin', we don't talk much. Girl, you got me fucked up. Real nigga gotta get away, he fucked up. Fake niggas like a new man, just a little side joint. Always been a side joint, no ride joint.
Girl, you're gone now.
Welcome, Lily.
Yeah, honestly, that's enough, though.
Yeah. Wait, what did she say? Has she been talking about... Has she said anything to us yet?
What did she say? She said, I'm out. You guys have fun. My bad. Oh. Jeez, we kicked her off.
Oh, no. She thinks we're being actually mean to her. Oh. Oh, I didn't mean it, Lily. Gosh. Now
we have zero listeners.
What if she had like
We had one, now we have zero. So now we get to play whatever we want.
Yeah.
Carly Rae coming up.
Vote for Hillary.
Listen, just leave.
No, I'm kidding. We don't have to play that.
Oh my goodness. Well, now I feel too bad, Lily.
She'll get over it. It's fine.
What if like her only friends? And she's like so happy that someone had taking an interest in her, and then we just, like, I don't know, broke her heart.
I mean, that's sort of the point of Tinder DJ. You ask for the song, you play the song, you move on.
You know the drill. We break a heart once a week. I've been watching a ton of Portlandia in the past couple
of weeks. You wanted to play Feel It All Around.
Yeah. It's such a great feeling show. I just watched the one where he forgot what he did on 9/11.
Is there a season this year? Or are they done?
I don't know. I'm on season 2 right now. So
I think this coming season is the last one. Shout out to this song, though. This song was also one of the high school memories. I was in Portland for one day this summer.
Oh, yeah?
And I could not stop playing this song.
I love all the famous people that get in their show. Like celebrities that just are themselves, and they're sort of just weird to them.
Have you seen the one with Sarah McLachlan?
Yeah.
Where she's the maid.
Queen in their house.
That's one of my all-time favorite Portlandia sketches.
And they get an encore. Is Lily talking to you still?
Yeah. Guess what city she's from.
No way. No way. Does she like the show? What if she's like super cool and we just lost her best fan?
Well, it's also like 12:50 a.m. Maybe she has to go to sleep.
Oh. Well, hey, Lily. If you ever want to hang out, I'm single, ready to mingle. She sounds pretty cool.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah. Well, 6 miles away is kind of outside my radius.
She goes to Emerson.
I've been to I've been to the pond.
Different direction.
Wait, then who's Ralph Waldo Emerson?
No, you're thinking of the right Emerson. It's just that Emerson College is in Boston, and Emerson Pond is in the opposite direction of Boston.
It's Walden Pond, right?
Yeah.
Darn it. All right, I went there freshman year. It was fun, though. Recommend it.
Oh, Lily's mad that we're exposing her on air.
Oh gosh, yeah. Our thousands of listeners are going to probably dox her now. We're sorry, Lily. Add me on Snapchat.
You're coming off a little desperate.
Yeah. So is that a follow-in?
It's a soft no.
Okay. So there's a little wiggle room here. Yeah, we can... You've been a great companion, Lily.
Have you heard the version of the song with Childish Gambino rapping over it?
No.
We were talking about Atlanta off air.
Hey, can I? I want to talk to her.
No.
It's so protective. What if you guys are just being really mean to me the whole time?
What if I made it her up the whole time?
Y'all know the name, no action.
Oh, actually, so
D to the C, no practice.
This is DC Pearson rapping on it right now, who is a member of the comedy group that Childish Gambino was a part of down below. DC Pearson writes children's books now.
Motherfucker, you are just another dolphin. Hello, motherfucker, like I walked in on incest. Do it, motherfucker. Talking does not impress us, man. Us.
Must have some really good books.
Us, like I'm self-absorbed teen girls talking on a bus. We trust you to pay when we ask you to pay. Tell them Chili Peppers, we give it away. I don't fuck the fans. I am not the industry, man. I hate it when the man comes between you and me. I don't masturbate. I give a handjob to a star. And picture you bumping out this anthem in your car. Still showing up for our dorks, geeks, losers. Rode out from New York on 6 beach cruisers. And if we could, we'd ride with every kid right on the handlebars. We are just some rappers like a fat kid ate the candy bars.
Yes, I'm back with a whole new attitude. Flyer than a cardinal. Check my fucking latitude. Yes, I'm so sick, man. Somebody call a doctor. Girls stay wet like I'm fucking with a lobster. I stopped talking. I'm tired of paying them lip service. Switched over them street niggas to hipsters. I am so different. Donald Glover in this bitch. I don't need to use my rapper name. That's just childish. And they used to call me Oreo. Dunk me in that milk. Maybe then I will be white enough to hang out with them kids. They have to call
call you names when they don't know what you are. Now they know just what I are. Baby girl, I am a star. APC kicks, looking like a British boy. More money means more problems, I have been annoyed. Dude mad about the girl that I came with. I'm fly, she fly, you are just penguin. I am just a rapper, so I don't speak English. I just go hard like the traffic light changes. Sick boy, bitch, we the click like feet. Nobody else was thinking this. A nigga off the chain, man. I Abraham Lincoln this. Lincoln this. I am just different.
What do you think about that song?
I like the more current Gambino.
Yeah, but I'm too.
I guess it's a nice remix. No, I hate this in every way.
Yeah, I'm just different. Yeah, I am just different.
But let's play the RTJ one. All right, I don't have to. Anything calming and relaxing you can think of? Atmospheric, even.
Yeah, we're playing a lot of songs from my high school memories, So I'm trying to stick with that theme.
Okay. Do you have any?
Well, I'm trying to think of a calming and relaxing song.
Nothing? I think that reminds you of that era.
I don't know. Yeah, I do have one.
Excellent. I knew it. I could jog your memory.
This is an Animal Collective song. It's called My Girls. We can talk over it.
Can we talk about what's on your phone? The worst part is that you're so interested in it. Man, I'm a jealous ex. Oh, Connor texted me.
Oh, man, now I'm a jealous ex. What does he have to say? Alright, we shouldn't expose another person on air.
Like a social stance, I just want for
What was that?
I don't know if we can talk about this on the air or not.
Oh, yeah, actually, you can't. Anyway, we're almost out of time, so we're going to play that Big Sean song. Here it is. Forget what it's called, but here we go. Thanks for listening, Medford, WMFO 91.5.
You have to find the police.
Where do we begin?
A year ago, these cops and lawyers wouldn't dare cross any of you. I mean, what happened?
So what are you proposing?
It's simple. Kill the Batman.